This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners. And here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Ahead, the Seattle Thunderbirds heading into a brand new season as the defending U.S. Division and Western Conference champions. Head coach Steve Konowalczyk talking T-Birds with us as they get a new year going. And the first WHL player of the week is overage forward Chad Butcher of the Medicine Hat Tigers. He'll join us later. First up, after 45 wins last season and winning 12 of the first 13 playoff games, the Seattle Thunderbirds are back to pick up where they left off. I spoke with head coach Steve Konowalczyk on what could be a bit of a new-look team this season that may hinge on the potential return of NHL first-rounder Matthew Barzal. It's tough to answer a question about players that aren't available, but everybody in Seattle wanting to know the situation with Matthew Barzal. Of course, your former first overall bantam pick, now first-round pick of the New York Islanders, as he continues with his NHL team. Have you been told anything, and what are the what's the outlook there for his return?
No, we haven't been told anything. For us as a team and in the locker room and the coaching staff, we wish him the best, and we hope he makes a team, and we're preparing that way. You know, I have a lot of belief in Matt that he can play at that level. We're preparing as a hockey team that he's gonna be up there. They haven't told us anything. It'll be up to him. He'll be getting into the games. I know he's got a couple exhibition games under his belt, and then it'll start tightening up as the exhibition goes there. And you know, if he maintains a high level, I think he has a good chance. But you know, we're focused on what we got here. We're focused on other guys stepping up, other guys getting a chance to play power play time, half wall time, some of the things that that Matty did. And you know, they want a chance to be in the NHL one day as well. They need to take advantage of the opportunity.
Your blue line will look a whole lot different this season when you take out those two 20-year-olds that logged a lot of minutes for you with Jarrett Smith and Jared Hoff. But tell me about the blue line this season and how you keep pucks out of your net this year.
Well, I think right now we've got Ethan Bear. He's coming back, and he's a good veteran blue liner that can log quite a few minutes. Ottenbright, good defender. You know, he keeps the puck out, can kill defensive breakdowns. He'll be in our top 2, 3, 4. Tiska, we believe, is a good young prospect, definitely a draft prospect that can keep developing all year. You know, so with the three of them there, I think they log a lot of minutes. And then from there, you know, Schulthaus played with the sum. He needs to take a little bit of a step from last year. Harsh is a young guy coming in who's a smart player who's playing some minutes for us and still needs at times to know the intensity of the game. And you know, we acquired Bishop, who's going to get a chance from Saskatoon. So a little bit of a work in progress with just getting these guys up to speed. And you know, you lose guys like Smith and Hoff, two 20-year-olds who are out there 20-25 minutes each every game. There's going to be a little bit of a learning curve, and you know, for us as coaches, we just want to get these guys up to speed as quick as we can and watch them develop on the back end throughout the season. And you know, every team goes through it. That's junior hockey. I mean, you go through every team, and they're all losing 2, 3, 4 key guys each year, and it's about replacing them and getting the next guy to step up and do the job.
Our guest is Steve Konowalczyk, head coach of the Seattle Thunderbirds. Steve, you guided your team right to the Edge Chinook Cup final last year. You claimed the Western Conference crown, and you're just rolling through the playoffs before running into that powerhouse Brandon team. But the experience your team got out of the playoffs last season to return now and try to defend, how valuable would you say that was?
Well, the culture, right? It's about the culture and the expectations. And you know, we won a lot of hockey games that second half of the year. And yes, Matt Barzal, and you know, we have our veteran D, but a lot of them were close games. We won by one goal, and we stuck with the game plan, and we did the little things from the start of games to the end of the games, and found a way to win those close games. And that's the culture you're trying to establish. And last year, our guys definitely believed in it, and they learned what it takes to win. That's what we're going to have to bring forward here again this year. And you know, we've got one game under our belt, and to be honest, we didn't play to that identity. And you know, we've talked about it this week that we got to get back to that. I think, you know, first game, a little bit of jitters and a little bit of you know, rust and complacency, whatever excuse you want to make. But it's something that you can fall back on. Guys, we know how to win. This is what we were doing last year. We were blocking shots. We were, you know, backchecking harder than we did last game. All those little things, our guys know that, one, we have to do, but also believe that if you do it, you have a good chance of winning hockey games. And there's nothing more that helps a team want to go out and do it when they've had success by doing it before.
What do you see in this U.S. division this season? It just looks to me like there's no weak links and that it could be anybody's game. And maybe people thought Portland would take a step back, but they've jumped out of the gates with a strong preseason and a strong opening weekend. So how do you see this division shaking down and who finds their way out of this here?
It's gonna be a tough division. You know, it is every year since I've been here. There's teams that there's no weak link, and it's a battle every year to win the division. Who's gonna be the best? Yeah, Portland. They're able to put out four lines, and they play at a high pace. Tri-Cities definitely with Rasmussen and some of those guys there. They're gonna be in every hockey game. Spokane with the talented young group they have, and they're going to be a deep team. So, and Everett, they're off to a good start as well. And they're going to check, and they compete very hard, and they manage a puck well. And so, nothing to me has changed. We just know it's going to be a real tight division. Every game is going to be valuable. The division games are going to be huge. It's still, I believe it's so exciting for players to be able to play in the U.S. division. When you're able to go to Portland, you're able to come to our building with all the fans, Spokane, and you know, for us, when we go to Portland, it's like a playoff game during the regular season. We go to Everett now, it's like a playoff game in the regular season. It's so much fun for our players and a challenge, because when you go to those games, you're not catching anybody. When we play Portland, you're not catching them sleeping. When we play Everett, you're not catching them sleeping, and vice versa. So it really pushes our guys to be at their best every night.
Well said. We appreciate you doing this, Steve. It should be a heck of a battle. Congratulations on your success last season as you look to turn the page and repeat as U.S. Division champions. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
This is the WHL This Week, presented by the Western Hockey League.
The Western Hockey League, in partnership with BC Hockey, Hockey Alberta, Saskatchewan Hockey Association, and Hockey Manitoba, as well as an association with Hockey Canada, announcing now the event schedule and early bird ticket information for the upcoming 2016 Western Canada U16 Challenge Cup. It's set for Calgary in October. The Western Canada U16 Challenge Cup will feature the highest-rated players in the under-16 age category from the provinces of BC, Alberta, Saskatchewan, and Manitoba. The majority of players participating in the event have already been selected in the 2016 WHL Bantam Draft or have since been listed by WHL clubs. More information on the tournament and early bird ticket pricing available online, whl.ca.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Well, after a 7-point weekend, Chad Butcher of the Medicine Hat Tigers is the first inaugural WHL Player of the Week of the brand new season, and he joins us here on the phone. Chad, that's the way you want to start. I know you're a 20-year-old in the league now. To put up 7 points and take on a pretty good team in Lethbridge has to make you and the team feeling pretty good to start the year.
Yeah, definitely. We had a tough night, opening night there Friday in Lethbridge, but we bounced back with a big win at home, and for me it was a good night, and a couple other guys too, so it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was some old-time hockey there for your home opener too, wasn't it?
Yeah, for sure. That rivalry runs a long ways back, and you know, I think the fans definitely enjoyed that.
Chad, you've been in Medicine Hat. You've seen pretty much it all, and you've now in your second arena there, your second WHL building. You joined the Tigers. You played 3 games as a 15-year-old back in 2011, and now it's 2017. Your time in the WHL, how would you sum it up so far?
You know what? A lot of ups and downs. I mean, you know, coming in as a younger player, it's always tough. You got to earn what you're given, I guess. So the first few years are definitely a bit tough, but you know, as you get older, you get more responsibility and more ice time and whatnot. And, you know, the past few years, they've been really good to me here. And, you know, I've become a lot better player, so I'm very thankful.
You're that prototypical Medicine Hat Tiger, too. If you go back over the years, you know, that smaller, skilled, speedy forward, you know, the Chris St. Jacques of the world, and you think of Sanford and all the young players that have come through there, it just seems to be the style of the Tigers and something their team is built around and their identity.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you look at every year, that's kind of how they try to build their team. you know, big D-men in the back and then small, speedy, skilled players up front. And, you know, it's, I guess it's just part of identity.
Your weekend, tell me about it. How did it all come together? Who did you play with and how did it happen for you?
Yeah, I'm lucky enough to play with two guys that I ended the season off last year. And we, you know, kind of picked it up near the end there, Mason Shaw and Zach Fisher. Me and Mason and both like to move the puck around and more playmakers. And, you know, Zach gets in front of the net and he's got some good touch and he showed that this past weekend. So, you know, I think there's a lot of positive things moving forward.
You have the ability to be one of the top overage forwards in the WHL this season, and your numbers would say that after 74 points last season. What are you playing for? I know there's some team success here, but for you, you're looking at this probably as an opportunity to earn a free agent contract here if you can put up some good numbers.
Yeah, you know, where I'm at right now with the start is somewhere that I don't want to stray too far from. I think that I got high expectations for myself this year. I had a pretty good year last year on, you know, somewhat of a struggling team. So, you know, coming in this year, I think we've improved and made a lot of improvements with a couple moves, adding a couple good Euros. So, you know, there's a lot of positive things ahead, and I've got high expectations for myself.
You know, your time in minor hockey in Kamloops and now where you are right now, and, you know, you developed. You think of that team that you guys had in Bantam here, and there was a lot of top talent on that team. You know, you think of the Ryan Grops of the world and the Joe Hicketts, and, you know, you were almost under the radar a little bit here with some of those big stars on that team. But, you know, for you guys all to go through and have pretty successful junior careers, what's that meant to everybody?
Yeah, I think it's pretty cool. You know, and we're all, the coolest part about it is we're all still pretty tight. You know, we come back in summer and we're all hanging out. So it was definitely a fun year for sure and great memories to look back on.
Chad, congratulations. Great way to start the year for you. Best of luck this season.
All right. Thanks, John.
Hey, and that's the show. Want to say thanks to our guest, Steve Konowalczyk in Seattle, Chad Butcher in Medicine Hat. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.